Hey guys, this is Evernus the Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the I Got Gang Fucked on a Subway audio. Specifically aimed towards people who might not have the easiest time, or tend to avoid audios, or content that have or revolve around non-consent. At the very least, that's the working title for the audio. I haven't actually settled on the name yet, and if I don't record this aftercare now, I'm not going to have time later. So please forgive me if there's any difference between what I just said the title was and what it actually ends up being. But also, since this is the aftercare specifically for people who don't have the easiest time with that topic, I will not be using the R word. So please rest easy knowing that we're going to be discussing non-con, because this is the aftercare for non-con audio, but I won't be saying the R word. So first off, if you did not enjoy this audio, if you had to stop listening to it, or if you needed a break from it, if you didn't even click on the audio and you're just here for the aftercare, I just want to tell you that it's okay. It doesn't mean that you're messed up. Nothing's broken in you. It's okay not to like this kind of thing. And if you stepped away from it, or if you gave yourself a break or anything, removed yourself from the audio in any way, I want you to know that I'm glad, because I believe that you having your boundaries is very important. You don't owe anybody anything. I don't care how much you like anybody's audios. If there's an audio that you're not necessarily comfortable listening to, I want you to know that you shouldn't listen to it. Okay. The last thing I would ever want is for somebody to force themselves to like into a situation where they are made uncomfortable by a piece of content that I made. So if you stepped away from this audio, I'm very proud of you, right? So it's been a while since we had an audio like this, a non-con audio, and it's been a while since we've had the chance to kind of stop and discuss the topic in aftercare. All of the tagged non-con audios that I release, it's been almost a year now, actually. I very determinedly try to put something like this at the end, just to hopefully ground you a little bit, let you know that like none of it's real, and not only is none of it real, but also like none of that is okay in real life. I don't think this is stuff that like people don't know or understand. Sometimes I think it's just helpful to hear, right? I imagine. So, you know, this is a fantasy that I had, where I thought there, for a lot of reasons, I wanted to be treated that way in a fantasy scenario. And, I just want to be very clear that any sort of treatment, like the treatment in the audio, is not okay. I don't care how, I think pretty much right from the beginning, right, there's, in the beginning of the audio, there's, like, unwanted, like, physical contact, right, so, like, forget, like, all of even setting aside, like, the actual sexual acts of non-consent that happen in the audio, right, just being touched, like, without your consent, right, that's not okay either, right? And no amount of people having fantasies about that kind of thing makes it okay in real life. I just want to be very clear about that. People are into this kind of thing for a lot of different reasons. I have a lot of different reasons, and you might have your reasons for not being into it. So the other thing that I want to make sure that we level with is, you don't owe anybody an explanation as to why you're not, right? Or why you don't like this kind of thing. That's not something that you owe anybody. It's not something you owe me, right? It's not something you owe the comments or anybody who, like, you might meet who's into this kind of thing. I just want it to be said. I think it's important that people hear that, like, this isn't the kind of thing that you should get into if you're not comfortable. It's one thing if you, like, don't know if you're comfortable and you're, like, exploring or engaging to find out, but, like, if there's a partner or somebody you're with that, like, wants to engage in this kind of thing and you're not into it and it's something that makes you uncomfortable, I really, 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 really want it to be said that you shouldn't engage in something like this if it could cause you any form of, like, emotional distress or harm. So at the end of the day, this stuff is all fantasy, okay? Okay, well, I talked about this in the last non-con on a train audio I made, right? Or, like, the full-blown, like, getting dogpiled by, like, an entire subway car full of people. Not very realistic, right? But stuff like what happens at the beginning, right? Unwanted sexual contact, right? My character, the speaker character, says something along the lines of, like, all right, you don't need to touch me there. That's not necessary. I just wanted to land on the point that, like, that kind of stuff also counts as a breach of boundary, and you don't deserve to be treated that way. No one deserves to be treated that way, and people who would perpetrate that are that's unacceptable behavior. It's not something that anybody should be doing, encouraging, or accepting. I don't really know what else to say. I think just sometimes it's important to hear from the person making this kind of stuff that it's not okay. I feel really strongly about this. I don't think that's negotiable at all. I think people deserve to feel safe. I think you deserve to feel safe. And, again, if you didn't listen to the audio, if you had to step away from the audio for any amount of time, whether it was concrete or indefinite, I just want you to know that that's okay. And no matter what, I always want GWA to be as safe as possible of a place for everybody, and that includes you. So, I have a lot of, like, darker content ideas for the next, like, month or two, kind of, like, jotted down, but I do really want to try very hard to make sure that I'm putting out content that's accessible, because I know there are people who show up and they're like, oh, X person or Y person or some other person, like, put it in an audio and I gotta go listen to it. I just want you to know that, you don't have to if it's something that's going to make you uncomfortable, and B, I always have you in the back of my mind, you listener who is not super into non-con. So I will be making content that is accessible for you. Please don't worry. And thank you for listening. Please stay safe. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.